This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, friends. Pastor Joel, Pastor Brent, and I are here again with you, and we want to just spend a few minutes talking about our summer series through Psalms. This is our third year in a row of going to the Psalms in the summer. We've just found it to be so rich and glorious, and there's 150 of them, so we actually could spend 10 whole years just going back to the Psalms, and after 10 years, we may need to go back through them again, so I don't know that we'll do this indefinitely, but we sure are glad to be back in the Psalms. So Brent, in the past couple years, we've taken a couple different approaches on how we've selected Psalms. Talk a little bit about that, how we've done that in the past, and then what led you to choose the Psalms that we're going to do this year.
2 years ago, we did our first summer through the Psalms, and we did what we call favorite Psalms, and I just went through Psalms and looked at those that were most familiar and seemed to be those that people would consider among their favorites. It's impossible, in one sense, out of 150 Psalms to pick 15 and call them favorite Psalms, because you're going to always leave out one or more that someone wanted you to do. But that's how we did it the first year. 15 of the favorite, among the favorite Psalms we did in the first year. And then last summer, we looked at how we could tie the Psalms to the gospel. And we talked about an outline that we've used before in terms of how do you share the gospel, how do you remember the gospel, God, man, Christ, response. And so we had several Psalms that connected to the person of God, the nature of God, the greatness of God, the goodness of God. And then man, we talked about man being made in the image of God, but man being a sinner and where we see that in the Psalms. And then Christ, quite often in the Psalms, Christ is foreshadowed and foretold, and there are many messianic Psalms that we did at that point. And then response, we talked about the response that we should make to Christ and what Christ has done, and then the results, kind of the consequences of trusting in Christ, what it looks like in terms of obedience and holiness and so forth. So that's what we did last summer, and this summer, as I was thinking about how to approach this, looked at several different ways that we could, but ended up coming to Psalm 120 through 134. Those 15 psalms are called the Songs of Ascents, and that was a perfect fit with the number of Sundays we had in the summer, but also there was enough variety there, and yet there was a consistency in one sense, because these are songs that were compiled eventually at some point for God's people to sing when they came to Jerusalem the three times each year that they were called by God to gather and to rejoice in who he was and what he had done. So these are psalms that we're doing this summer that were sung by God's people making their way on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They're called Songs of Ascents because you would ascend to the city of Jerusalem because of the elevation there being higher. So you were going uphill as you were approaching Jerusalem and singing these songs, and they were a way for God's people to prepare for what was going to happen in Jerusalem.
Yeah, that's great. Joel, I guess as you just glanced at the Psalms of Ascent and Psalms in general, why is it important for a church to spend time in the Psalms?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the hymn book, the song list for God's people, and been sung for many hundreds, thousands of years, and probably, you know, Jesus, it's very, very likely that he was singing these with his disciples. You know, we hear about them singing hymns in the gospel accounts. But I think it's just been neat already since we've started this series and had one so far that Brent preached, and just how helpful it is the way that the Psalms deal with just so much of our experience as believers and in our journey of faith, and dealing with things like, as we've already seen, lament and facing the suffering and just the realities of a broken world, and being exiles and pilgrims in this world, looking forward to the New Jerusalem, to the heavenly city where all things will be made right and Christ will reign, and just benefiting from the sermon from this past Sunday and getting to talk about that even within our life group, just how encouraging it is to have these songs, this poetry that just helps us, I think not only in terms of worship, but in terms of specifically prayer, and just, this is the way that we can also pray to God, pour out our hearts to God, and acknowledge both the realities of our struggles, and maybe even our complaints or our pain, but also there's always that hope, there's always that realization of God's faithfulness, and that he's there, he is our helper, and he will both bring judgment and rescue his people in the end. And so I'm looking forward to just the way that it works when, particularly in preaching through a book of the Bible, or in this case, this kind of series of psalms just in succession. And, some of them, I think, are probably on that list of people's favorites, like, Psalm 127, "Unless the Lord builds the house." And others may be a little more obscure, ones that maybe even some of us have never really studied in depth before. And yet, it's just such a remarkable thing about God's Word that as you really dive into that, as, Brent or one of us preaching that, and then as the whole church gets to hear that, there's so much richness there. There's so much encouragement, so much life to be found. And that's just what I love about that kind of expositional preaching, where we're not going to skip over this one or that one. We're just going to go straight through and hear what God has to say to us. And it's, so I'm looking forward to the rest of this series.
I think that as a church that, we love to sing. I even noticed that last Sunday that even as we were preaching through a song that the people of God sang together, it was pretty remarkable. I thought that the singing even on Sunday, like it stirred our singing as we spent some time thinking about songs that have been sung historically and it's being preached to us. We weren't singing that psalm, but yet there was something in it that motivated us to sing our songs with greater fervor. So I can just imagine that as you had just these masses of people making their pilgrimage to Jerusalem and looking forward to the worship of the Lord and the stories and the preaching that they would all experience there, the remembrances of God's faithfulness down through time and reconnecting with old family members, and they're singing as they're going. For us to just get to dwell in that, kind of join with them and reflect and think about these great truths that were on their minds as, old men and children and, wives and husbands and sisters and cousins and uncles, like just the whole people of God delighting in the same truths together as they sang is pretty amazing, and that they did this year after year for, a long time. At least 1,000 years, right, that they were journeying to the temple. Obviously, there's some, different time periods had different things in them. But so, Brent, what would be some themes that we can look forward to, or that you think the people, the congregation, ought to watch for in this? What are some common threads that we should look forward to?
Well, one of the things I think that's encouraging or unique about this series is that there is such a variety. I mean, we, as Joel mentioned, we began with the first of these psalms, Psalm 120, this past Sunday, and it's a lament. It literally says, "Woe is me," in many of the translations at the beginning of verse 5, or "Woe to me," in the ESV. And so you have that kind of tone in the very first one. But then this coming Sunday, as we look at 121, that psalm begins with a familiar text to many of us. "I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." And so this week we'll talk about the security that we can feel and that we can have because of Christ and because the one who is the covenant God of Israel and the creator God of everything, he is our God. And so we can trust him to be faithful. And we know he's all powerful, and so we can we can have security that he will bring us to the heavenly Jerusalem. And that's what I think 121 points toward. And then 122, let us go to the house of the Lord. You're going to be doing that sermon, Josh, in a couple of weeks. And that's a text that just talks about the joy that people have, God's people have, when they gather together corporately, that they can see each other, but also be a part of that kind of dynamic where we're worshiping God together, encouraging one another by doing that, and by sharing the things that we share in common in Christ. And so as we go, there are just a vast array of psalms in terms of what the themes are and what the topics are. Again, as Joel said, some very familiar. 127, unless the Lord builds the house. He mentioned that those who build it labor in vain, and so forth. Children are a heritage from the Lord. These are some of the verses that we'll come across in different psalms that are pretty familiar to us. So the variety is one of the reasons I liked these particular psalms, even though they are, in a sense, one set of psalms. They deal with different topics that were written by different authors for different reasons and different occasions throughout the history of God's people, but they were collected in this way in the book of Psalms. And so there are many different themes that we'll be looking at. Unity, brothers dwelling together in unity, the need to quiet our soul waiting for the Lord. All of those are different themes. Affliction and how to deal with those kind of experiences that we have. Fearing the Lord are all different themes that we will come across as we make our way through these psalms.
I think that we'll be reminded again and again that we are pilgrims. We are on a journey. I think it's Paul that says, I can't remember which book it is, but we have no lasting city here on earth, but we seek a heavenly city. And that that Paul actually also, or maybe it's, I forget where this is at too, but we are living stones being built into a temple.
Mm-hmm. For
and Peter. And yeah, so. So while this is because this is Old Covenant language, it's, you know, looking at the dwelling place of God, being represented by the temple and the Holy of Holies and that place and longing to be there, longing to be in the presence of God, longing to be with the people of God. Now, as New Covenant believers, we don't have a particular geographical spot where we meet with God, but now the Holy Spirit has come and lived with us, and we long for the New Jerusalem, and we... And so we need each other. I think there's a lot of neediness in the Psalms. Like, I need help. I need justice. I need deliverance. I need hope. I need strength. So I think the neediness of us as pilgrims, and you know, the singing of these songs to encourage one another along the way, that we're not lone rangers. We're not individuals only, but that we are looking out for one another, and there's a corporate nature. Even as I began studying in 122, just how much of a delight... Someone who delights in God also delights in the people of God. Mm-hmm. And so a love for God creates a love for brother and love for neighbor too. So I think we're going to be reminded that this is not our home. We are seeking a greater city. We are pilgrims on a journey, and we're journeying together, and we're needy. But we will have all our needs met one day when we reach our destination, and we'll see God's faithfulness even in the journey there. So... I'm super excited about it. Any final thoughts?
No, I just I'm anticipating also these psalms and what they will hold for us. And as you mentioned, there is sort of the general theme of the journey that we're pilgrims, and that this world is not our home. But as New Covenant believers, it points to something beyond the physical realities that are primarily what's in focus, at least in the immediate context of these psalms. And so there are many connections between what we see here in these psalms and what we see throughout the New Testament. And we'll obviously see that as we walk through this. And the gospel clearly in so many ways in these psalms.
Yeah. Yeah, it's glorious. I mean, you think of Genesis 3, the Lord tells Adam and Eve to depart. But in these psalms of ascent, we have the call to come draw near to the presence of the Lord. So we do, because of Christ, these psalms of ascent have a great depth of meaning, that the Lord desires to draw his people near to him, to his presence. And he's done that through Christ. So we do see that Genesis 3 being reversed. We should be told by God to depart. And in these psalms of ascent, we're rejoicing in that we have a God who's drawing us in That's just amazing. So we have much reason, even greater reason than these Old Testament believers. We have even greater reasons as New Testament Christians to sing these songs with, because of Christ and what he's done for us. So, yep. So thank you for listening to this podcast. And we hope that you are able to be here every Sunday, that you can to just delight in these Psalms and what they have to teach us and the language that they give us, give our hearts. And we just really look forward to seeing how God is going to shape us as a congregation with this section of his word. Amen. Thank you.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.